الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In the Ayat al-Karima, before that, one point which inshallah will be very beneficial for us, and we should try and spread it to as many people as possible. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib, who was the Amir of the work of Tabligh in Raim in Markaz, amongst many other things, he said that a person for the disease of cancer, a person reads Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, 125,000 times. It can be shared out also by people, and this is a cure for cancer. And many, many cases personally which we also know of people, they read this, and then when they went for their test or whatever treatment, they said, but you got no cancer, what happened? The previous test was showing it all, but there is no trace of it also. Completely, what chemo and all that cannot do, this does. So let us try and practice upon that also. Especially may Allah save all of us of all diseases. Whether it's cancer, anything, Allah protect us all, inshallah. So to read it 125,000 times, and it can be shared also, it is a cure for cancer. Allah give us all tawfiq. In the Ayat al-Karima, at the end of Surah Yusuf, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that in their narratives, that is the life stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, yeah, particularly referring to Yusuf alayhi salam, all the Anbiya, ibratul li ulil absar, they are great, great lessons for people of intelligence. Where Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was as a little boy in the well, where Allah took him to the jail, and then on the throne of Egypt, and then Allah blessed him with nabuwat, and how he helped his parents and his whole family, everything. So there are great lessons for us to learn. Those who are righteous and pious, what great Allah Ta'ala blesses them with. And if a person is a wrongdoer, then the end result also, if he does not make tawbah, what the condition is. One such person now in our times, Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Rahmatun Wasi'ah, what a great example for us. Many of us might not know, but when Haji Sahib was a young person, he was extremely handsome also. And he was a very, very strong person also. And unfortunately, that time as a young person, his life was in a different direction. But there also, there are a lot of lessons for us to learn. That in every saint has got a history. And every sinner has got a future. So we shouldn't lose hope at all. And Haji Sahib, like many other buzurg, is a great example of this. That this is, it isn't a license for us to carry on with our sinning and afterwards we'll change. No. But it is that even no matter which ebb we have reached in our life, the lowest, there can't be a lower position, but just turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Haji Sahib with Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, my father-in-law, that was the change of his life. And then he became so righteous and pious that it is in his young days he decided to make hijrah to Medina Sharif. And when he went to first he went without his wife. And that he made lot of mujahada. Though he had money, it was the family, rich, wealthy family. They gave him money, they sent money for him. But he chose to live a life of great mujahada. He just had a goat, and just the milk of the goat he should drink. And one particular salient feature which we should all try to learn from Haji Sahib's life, he was very, very particular about his food. Because of his health also, but it appears that he used that health just as a front. But to save himself from any doubtful. Some places he wouldn't even drink water at some places. He was very particular, and there are many, many buzurg, and food is the basic thing. One Allah Wala said, because of our gross consumption of haram today, that is why we are having all these problems in the ummah. When a person eats halal, he has rahmat, desire for ibadat. His ibadat is accepted, his du'as are accepted. And if he consumes haram, doubtful food, then he doesn't have a desire for ibadat. And we can all see our condition. Then desire for guna, then to stay away from the cell phone. It's impossible when our food, our consumption is wrong. And all other wrongs, du'as are not accepted. You don't get tawfiq of du'a. If you do, they are not accepted from haram. And ibadat, we don't have desire. Ibadat is not accepted. And today haram is just everywhere. So anyway, Hajitha was very particular about it. So much so that it was his young days. And he was a strong man, very healthy also. But the weakness he went through, sleeping very little, walking to the haram, he should fall unconscious. And he just carried on with his ibadat of the night, etc. And the whole day in the haram of Medina Sharif, reading Durood Sharif was his exclusive thing. That was another salient feature, recitation, and he encouraged it all the time to read a lot of Durood Sharif. And he hardly had a proper place to stay also. He was just no real place to stay also. And it's not the Medina of today we are talking. The Medina Sharif of those days when oil had still not been found in Saudi. Saudi was a poor country. Generally, it was very poor. It was after the 80s and oil was found. Then it became a rich country. And we know Saudi today as a rich country. But oil rich country. But at that time, it was not like that. And Haji Sahib, not only in that, but how much of mujahada. It's really mind-boggling, unbelievable. And then when he went with his family afterwards, then it was a bit ease. But still, lot of mujahada. Haji Sahib, when he comes to South Africa, he used to come, then he meets family people also. But his fadail sadaqat used to be with him. After a little bit talking, how's everyone, etc., then he should make ta'aleem. And he should tell them, you will always make ta'aleem. That was another thing which he stressed very much to ta'aleem. And ta'aleem of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's fadail kitab and fadail sadaqat especially. That he should stress a lot upon. And really, if we start it, we will be shocked what changes will come in our lives. We will be shocked just in 2 weeks, a month or so. Just read every day, half a page, one page, and see for yourself the changes in your life, in the family, etc. So that was another thing Haji Sahib stressed very much. And this is what we should take the lessons. لَعِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. We take these lessons from there. Another thing Haji Sahib was very, very particular about, dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So much so he should say that you should complain to Hazrat Shaykh as a murid should, that I've got this weakness of mine is not going, my pride is not going, my anger is not. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi should stress, just keep on with your dhikr. Your treatment, your solution is in the dhikr of Allah. Just carry on making your dhikr. In that also we find ourselves very weak in making our regular dhikr. The minimum, the third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar. 100 times each every day. If we cannot have the himmat to do it 100 times, start with whatever number. But try and reach 100. And the kalima, la ilaha illallah, and ismi zaat Allah 100 times a day. Do this and see for ourselves the difference. So this also Haji Sahib was very, very particular and he used to stress a lot. Another thing he used to stress a lot, sadaqah. And he should say, even if you give 1 rand a day, but give sadaqah. And sadaqah is also works miracles. That if we can give every day our sadaqah, sadaqah saves a person from the displeasure of Allah. Sadaqah brings the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Sadaqah, problems which are present, Allah takes them away. Problems that are on their way, a sadaqah blocks those problems. Sadaqah guarantees a good mort, and sadaqah saves a person from a bad death and bad mort. So sadaqah also, Haji Sahib used to stress a lot. Many other great, great qualities. We feel sad, but really it is that we have to feel happy and congratulate to such a mort. That Haji Sahib, he was a bit ill, getting better, getting ill. But his daughter says, who was staying with him, and she was in his khidmat, she says that night when he passed away, it's everywhere on the groups, that and many people, other people also, that when before passing away, they are talking to somebody. House people say, we don't see anyone. Who are you talking to? But they are talking, the malaika come. And for Haji Sahib, his daughter says, that looks like thousands and thousands of people were coming. And they were and he was talking to them. But we don't see no one there. So Allah sends the malaika. Comes in the Quran Sharif, Allah sends this mubasharat for a person before his time also. So in this way, and then again, he fell asleep and he dreamt that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on his one side and Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayh on his other side. What a Mubarak dream, and they have come to fetch him. And Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Sahib, one other great salient feature of his, he was fida for his Shaykh. His Shaykh was everything to him. And he went out of his way, and the love and the itaat of his Shaykh, that whatever his Shaykh told him to do, he would do that fully, properly, he would do that. That was another very great quality. And it thinks that for him it appears that the Mashura is not like right, but he should follow it 100%, whatever his Shaykh used to tell him. And then when he passed away, the Hajjud time, with a smile on his face. And just very, and he should say many times also, that there are some people whom Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives them a nice life also, no difficulty, hardships really. And mort also comes like that. The akhirat also comes. And he should say, make dua for me, Allah grants me also that. And we say, Allah Ta'ala granted him. Many times he should say, he should come to South Africa when he was healthy and there wasn't this COVID business, 4 months every year. But he should say, make dua, Allah give me mort in Medina Sharif. Because mort can come any time. He was over 80 when he should come here. And his traveling also was also a miracle. Aircon was very harmful for him. But the whole aeroplane journey, you have to put up with it. And the aircon is on. And it caused him great, great difficulty. But for the sake of deen. And he should come here for nothing else but deen. And that was another great feature. Always to speak about deen. Deen was his object. In his inside was deen, in his outside was deen. All the time, that was his mission. Deen. And he was sincere and genuine. He didn't use a deen for outward object or anything. He was very, very sincere. And he had great respect for ulama also. We should go out of his way for ulama also. So these great qualities. And then Allah gave him this month of Rajab, which is one of the sacred months. Allah gave him Madina Sharif. Allah gave him Tahajjud time. Allah gave him the day of Jumu'ah. Allah gave him and also it is said that those people who have khashiyat, fear of Allah, their mort comes with a smile on their face. May Allah bless us all also, and bless us with all these Mubarak qualities. So the real thing is that what he taught us and the legacy he left for us, we follow that. The teachings and all that. Not a matter of just praising or talking or anything, but what are the teachings he left with us, that we try and follow in that, then there is only goodness for us. And he should try his utmost to try and encourage people and to guide them to righteousness. Similarly, one other great incident of also a great buzurg, Sa'id ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala Juhami, was a sahabi. He came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he was the Khalifa. And in here also there are great lessons for us to learn. He told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that with regard to the people, the affairs of the people, fear Allah Ta'ala. That always keep Allah Ta'ala in mind. And with regard to the matters of Allah, don't fear the people. With regard to Allah, people will criticize. People will pass all types of comments. Don't worry about that. And then he gave him another advice also. Look after all your subjects, all who are under you, whether they are far or whether they are near. Far, those people who are the whole Islamic empire. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about 2.25 million square miles was under the Islamic Khilafah. So where and where, he said, look after them. And also, those who are near you, your family people, look after them also. And those who are far, who are not your family people, who are complete strangers, many non-Arabs had come into Islam, look after them all. Another advice he gave him, that don't let there be any difference between your word and your action. The word and action must confirm. What you say, you must do. And what you do, you must say. Don't let there be a difference. And then he told him a fourth advice also, hasten to fulfill the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And let the criticism of people not come in between you and the command of Allah ta'ala. Whatever Allah's command is, and we see, like for example, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she claimed her inheritance also, and there was no inheritance, and Nabi doesn't leave any inheritance. How Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, which was very difficult to remain firm on such a, the daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but this is how they remained firm. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, who can do this? What you, the conditions you have said, he says a man like the caliber of Umar can do it. And he says that that person who hasn't got anyone else between him and Allah, he can do it. And that is what we must strive for, that it is we and Allah. Don't worry of ahwal, conditions, the changes, conditions change also. Don't worry of people, people also change. All the time your best friend becomes your worst friend also. Your worst friend becomes your best friend also. Don't worry about, don't have anyone between you and Allah. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that he was impressed with what advisors and to who he's giving. To Hazrat Umar radiallahu. So he says, I will appoint you as the governor of Hims in Syria, Sham. So he says, no, I can't take this. This is too heavy for me. Don't burden me with it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became angry and said, you put the whole boj, the weight of Khilafat on my shoulder. And now you don't want to help me to with it. I will make sure you take this position. And he appointed him. And he asked him, must I fix a allowance for you also, your salary, your wages, you'll be the governor. So he said, no, I don't need it, it's all right. He went there. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired from the people of Hims that give me a list of all the poor people in Hims. Then they gave him the list. And in the list was the name of the governor also. The state president is a poor person in a country. Unbelievable. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is your governor also poor? They said he had many days ago that the fire is not lit in his house. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala wept and wept, cried till his beard became wet. Then he sent 1,000 gold coins, in our time Kruger rand. He sent it to for Hazrat Sa'id ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala. When the person brought and gave it to him, he shivered and he covered his whole body shake. And with a stick he pushed it far. And he said, La inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji. His wife heard, she asked, Amirul Mu'mineen passed away. He said, no, worse than that. Then the Muslim army, the conquest of the, it was on the height at that time. They lost somewhere. They were defeated. He said, worse than that. Say, what happened then? He says that the dunya has come to destroy my akhirat. Today if we get little bit, if we get a raise in the wage or anything, and that also is ajib. One alim was teaching, and then money wasn't enough, how much they paying him, so he asked the buzurg for the, to make dua for me. The buzurg say, make your wages half. For the ilaj. And then he couldn't understand, but he made it. And then he was earning sidelines. He said, close that also. Then he saw the barakat come after that. So anyway, our thinking is completely opposite. So he said that this dunya has come, it wants to destroy my akhirat. So the wife said then, let us spend it. And they gave it to the poor, widows, orphans, everything. The Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went later to Hims to check, and that was one which is a requirement. And Umar, what a khalifa he was, who set the principles for the world to come. He went there to check the conditions, what are happening. He asked the people, how is your governor? Get a report of that also. And that is also necessary. So the people said that our governor, he comes out very late in the morning to see to our affairs. One complaint. Another complaint that at night he doesn't see to our needs. The third complaint that once a month he doesn't come out the whole day, for one day in the month. And the fourth complaint that sometimes he just falls unconscious, like an epileptic or something. And a person who holds public office must be mentally also in order. So he's our governor, but he falls unconscious. So the Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, what are these complaints? You go out late in the morning. He said, we can't afford a maid in the house. And I help my wife do the housework. And only then can I go out, after I first see to her. Then he said the second complaint, they're complaining that at night you don't see to their needs. He says, I've divided my day for the people and my night is for my Allah. That my night is for Allah's ibadat. So that I don't entertain them. That is for between me and Allah. All these are great lessons for us to learn also. If there is a maid in the house, well and good. But if there isn't, we should help also. We shouldn't be like lords in the house and just order for everything. The bare minimum we can do, which is also a great sunnah, to do our own work ourselves. Don't leave everything that we just leave it for the wife. Our own work, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to help in the housework. That was also one salient feature of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that also. Then the third, he said that they ask, once a month you don't come out at all. He says, I've only got one pair of clothes. The governor, the state president. And that one day I wash my clothes and I have to wait till they dry. And there is no question of ironing the clothes. Today we, before namaz, we especially Jummah, then we have to have our clothes ironed again. And we are so particular of every crease. The ironing of clothes is also a bidat. There was nothing like this at all. Just wash the clothes and wear them. But today, if the clothes are not ironed, it's a big, big, like a qiyamah came. If the clothes, or not even the clothes are not ironed, if one crease was left in the clothes. But here he says that once a month, I only got one pair of clothes and he's the governor. I wash and he washes himself. And then I have to wait till they dry, then I can go off. And then he said that sometimes you fall unconscious. He says, in the days when I was still a non-believer, a mushrik, Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was being executed. And I was standing there and I think that I did not help him at that time. That fear that overtakes me, that such a great, great sahabi, wali of Allah, is being executed and I did not help him. So that fear overtakes me. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then went and he sent him another 1,000 gold coins again. Again he told his wife said that this money has come, we can get a helper in the house, we can see to our provisions. He said, rather let us spend it in a better place. So she asked, what is a better place? That the one who has sent it, let us send it back to him. And just see his tawheed, that he didn't say Umar send it, Allah send it. Let us send it back to Allah. Let us spend it in the path of Allah in good causes. And really that is for an insan what he has sent for akhirat. Whatever he eats, it goes in the toilet. Whatever he wears becomes rags afterwards. And what he sends for his akhirat, that is his. and what we leave behind is for others. And in most cases, unfortunately, very good families, very pious families, what we leave behind is the cause of such fights that we cannot imagine. The children and the mother were getting on so well, and everything they did for the mother. But when this money matter came, inheritance matter, they threw the mother out of the house. Literally threw her out, and good homes, and nowhere for the poor woman to go. So he said, and what is yours is what you send for akhirah. So then she helped him, and again they distributed amongst the poor and the needy. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then, with his face brimming with happiness and shukr, he said, "Oh Allah, I'm so happy that I'm not disappointed in my appointment of Sa'id ibn Amir as my governor." That was the quality of those people. That was the khilafat. And today we can't even in the wildest dreams of dream of it in even what we call Muslim countries. And the corruption in the world today in the government is unbelievable. And so in our deen, we all, these are lessons for us to learn. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. For a man of intelligence, it's not just storytelling and some narrative or something, but that we take lessons and that we apply it in our lives. From the life of Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, all what he did, what he taught, what he stood for, what he used to come to our country for, what he taught us, that is what we take the lessons from this great, great Sahabi, Hazrat Sa'id ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person who could impress Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and yet was like a person who lived like nobody knew him also. How he lived and the governor, but what was his condition? So these are great lessons for us that we try and bring this into our lives also. This is the purpose of our lives. Our lives, it is like, for example, if a person, whatever number of years we got, we just say, for example, it's so many hours. 60 years a person got, you got 60 hours. Now you are at a railway station, your railway station of life, of akhirat. And your train of your amal, goods train, is passing through. So you got 60 hours that you can fill in goods in your goods train, or your amal for the akhirat. So either you are letting it go empty, you're not filling anything. Or you are filling it with guna, snakes, scorpions, fire, azab you are filling it with. And or you are doing good deeds. And at the same time, you must see to your dunya also. You have to live also. You have to see to your dunya. And you only got the 60 hours, 70 hours or whatever. And the train is moving. You are moving with it. You have to be filling in all the time. And when your time is at an end, then the train will reach its destination and you will be transported there also. And then you will see in your qabr, what did you send forward? Did you send anything in your train, or you send an empty train? You had that one coach, you had that one container, you can fill in your goods, whatever you could put in your container. You send it empty, or you sent it with all azab, with weeds, with snakes, with dragons, what you send it with. Or you send it with roses and flowers, with the great enjoyment of the akhirat. And you did your dunya's life. And Allah gave us this perfect deen, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. I completed, and once the thing is completed, now if you can't add or take out. It's complete now. If you add something, it's also, you're spoiling it. If you leave out something, you also, it's complete. Allah made that just follow your, for our dunya's matters also. And that which you have to do, you have to eat, you have to sleep. But just do it according to deen, and that's also your storage of akhirat. Where can we get a deen like that? You eat according to sunnah, you go to toilet, you sleep according to sunnah. All it is in ibadat. So you didn't waste any time, you don't have to take out some time to see to you. You get married according to sunnah. It's half of your iman. It's not only ibadah, it's declared half of your iman. So Allah has given us this beautiful deen. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Great, great lessons for us. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.